Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this absolutely beautiful Friday Eve morning. And joining us in studio, as she is here on the first and third Thursday every month, we have Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. Good morning, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing all right.
Well, so how have you been the past couple weeks, Allie, and how's business been the past couple weeks?
You know, it's been okay. It's plugging along.
So. Hey, that's about the best you can ask for nowadays, yes. Especially with things going crazy like it has. Well, you're coming into the studio today, and of course, you know, we've talked about the past couple weeks about lots of different things. Where I think we've talked about magnesium, which I'm still taking those chewies, which are incredible. Today, though, you're going to talk about the different types of B vitamins.
Yes, correct. So, like, I mean, everybody knows.
Make sure you pull the mic just a little closer to you there.
Good nutrition is tied to good health and goes hand in hand in the prevention of treatment and treatment of many conditions. So I'm sure everybody kind of knows that. So we need to make sure that we get the necessary amounts of the vitamins in our diet and supplementation if necessary. So B vitamins are essential for preventative care. They're abundant in most green vegetables, whole and enriched grains, dairy and meats. B vitamins also help promote a healthy metabolism, and research shows that they're linked to a reduced risk of stroke. So, like, basically there's like 8 different essential B vitamins. There's some that are kind of close. They're not really, but they work, you know, together. But each one of those separate B vitamins plays kind of a separate role. Some of them kind of overlap, but they all work together to carry out function. And I always encourage, I know I sell a lot of separate B vitamins, but I do encourage everyone to actually take a complex, and then you can add in those separate ones if you need, because they actually work better when they're taken together. So, like a quick summary, like thiamine is your B1, riboflavin is your B2, niacin is your B3, the pantothenic acid is your B5, peroxidine is your B6, biotin is your B7, folate is your B9, and then there's the B12, which is cobalamin. So, like I said, they kind of each play their own different little roles in your body, but they're all really important. Like a reference on the B1, it's good for your heart, your liver, kidney, and brain, and they all contain high amounts of the thiamine. So, and also your body needs that for breaking down sugar, like in your carbohydrates with in your food, and creates certain neurotransmitters. Reducing or producing fatty acids and synthesizing certain hormones. So then your B2, your riboflavin, is actually essential for energy production and helps vision and skin health. So then we go on to niacin, which I sell a lot of separately. It's essential for the body to convert carbohydrates, fat, and alcohol into energy. It helps maintain the skin health and supports the nervous and digestive systems. And the B3 does play a crucial role in the synthesis of serotonin and has been shown to help with anxiety. So if you're fighting a lot of anxiety, that's one thing that you could probably bump up a little stronger. And the thing about the B3, the niacin, unlike many of the other B vitamins, it's heat resistant and loses little in cooking, where the other ones will. Like if you cook those leafy greens, mm-hmm. you're going to lose some of those nutrients, and high cooking, like on your beef and poultry and stuff like that, you're going to lose some of that too. So then moving on, we skip a couple. B5 is the next one up. We got the pantothenic acid. It's needed for to metabolize carbohydrates, again, proteins, fats, and alcohol, as well as helps in production of red blood cells and process your steroid hormones. So, and another thing that is important with the B5, it supports the adrenal glands. So again, you've got your anxiety with your B3, with your niacin, and then your B5 helps with stress and anxiety. So, and I think, I know I'm under a lot of stress.
Oh, yeah. I think we all are. So those are definitely good things to think about maybe taking to kind of just kind of calm you down a little bit.
Yeah. Like I said.
Take the edge off. So
then we kind of bump up to your B6, your peroxidine. It's needed for protein and carbohydrate metabolism. The formation of red blood cells. There's where we get into like major part of your preventative medicine kind of things, your supplements. Certain brain, and for production of certain brain chemicals. It influences your brain processes and development, immune function, and steroid hormone activity. So another one that helps with the hormone activity. So biotin, I know a lot of people take that for their skin and hair and nails. And it does help with that. It's also probably a little more for your energy metabolism than sometimes everybody refers to the B12 as they need that for energy. But the biotin plays a good role in that.
So each of the B vitamins, they have little differences in, but are they all B because they do? Do they have a lot of things in common as well, or is it just? I mean, because it always confused me a little bit because I've always seen like B12, and I'm like, well, what's the other 11? What do they do? So,
well, they skip. I don't know. I haven't researched. I haven't figured out why. It's like there's no B4, or they don't have the B4. Listed, mm-hmm. You know, it's like, so I haven't really figured out all of how they come up with these things.
And
so
must be something in the actual vitamin itself that like that has 12 of these or four of the, you know, yeah, so probably, yeah. Or how many cells are all grouped together or something like that. That's the only thing I could think of. So
I'm not enough of a scientist, I guess.
Me either. So
but the biotin actually also helps with amino acid metabolism and the glucagon synthesis. But you got to watch, because an important factor in the biotin is it can contribute to raised blood cholesterol levels.
Mm.
So it's actually really important to still have blood work done and have your levels tested and everything, even if you're supplementing. So and then we skip down, like we were just talking. It goes from B7 to a B9, which is your folate, or folic acid. That's the synthetic form of folate. So it is actually needed to form red blood cells, which carry oxygen all around your body. So it's really an important one. And it is really important for people, like women that are in the childbearing age. If you're wanting to get pregnant or you're in your first trimester, it's really, really important for you to make sure you maintain a high folate level, because that infant is going to drain a lot of that folate out, and it actually helps with the development of the fetal nervous system as well as the DNA synthesis and cell growth. So make sure that you keep that level up. And I've got some good prenatal vitamins too. So and then we jump down to the most popular, probably, and the most well known is that B12,
right?
And
that's
so,
the one you hear about quite a bit.
Yeah, I have a lot of people that the B12 is what they go to for energy production or just maintaining that energy level. They say that it gives them that kick that they need, which is a lot better than going to the caffeine.
Right.
So
a little boost. Everybody needs a little boost every once in a while. And those B12s, from what I understand, do pretty good at that.
Yeah. So the cobalamin helps to produce and maintain nerve cells and nerve function, mental ability, red blood cell formation, and the breaking down of some fatty acids and amino acids to produce that energy that we're talking about. Has a close relationship with folate, as both depend on each other to work properly. That touches on that base where I encourage everyone to actually take their B complexes rather than just the single Bs, just because they work synergistically together.
Right. So take all the other ones as well. So basically, they can all work together at the same time, and it'll definitely make you feel a lot better. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So again, you know, the B vitamins are tied to the lower stroke risk, so that's a really important factor. And you know, it's like some people with B vitamin deficiency may experience depression, anxiety, mood swings, and the folate, the B9, is in the forefront of the mood management. And like, just a reminder, you know, it is a good idea to get your levels checked even before you start supplementation. And I'd have to note that probably one of your best sources are like your red meats and your organ meats and your poultry and dairy, cheese and things like that. But so if you're a vegan, you really, really need to probably get your levels checked and look at supplementation on those Bs so that you keep your health up. So.
Exactly. So be sure to keep a watch out for that. And like Jeannie said, especially if you're vegan. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, and the Bs too, it's like people are like, well, can I take too much? Can I take too much? The B vitamins are actually water soluble. So if you don't need them, your body's just going to urinate them out. So you don't have to worry about that like you do with some other things.
Right. So
and there are a couple of them that they get stored for a little bit longer in your liver and kidneys. Mm-hmm. But so again, still they're the water soluble ones.
Right. So but basically they dissolve pretty quickly. And if the body says, I don't need this, it just turns it basically into waste pretty much. And,
yeah. Yeah.
And sends it out of the body. And the stuff that it does need, it'll keep.
Right.
And so, okay, and distribute out to the body where it needs to go.
Right.
So.
Utilize that.
Absolutely. So that's a good thing about a V, and that's how it is with all B vitamins, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So that's definitely a good thing. You don't have to worry about taking too much, because if you take too much, body just be like, get it out of here. So
yeah.
All right. Well, Jeannie, of course, you are operator, owner of the Natural Food Center. It's just a couple blocks just to the west of us. So let us know. First of all, maybe if somebody maybe just hearing about the Natural Food Center for the first time, what is at the Natural Food Center?
Oh, my word. Oh, let's see. What do I carry? Of course, I carry all the supplements. They're a high quality, good quality nutritional supplement. And I've had a lot of questions recently. Are my supplements manufactured in China? No, the ones I stock are not manufactured in China. But I do want to advise people that some of those ingredients and components of those supplements, they do have to be sourced from other countries. I sell a white elderberry bark supplement that's good. A lot of people use that for blood sugar control. And that's actually a European variety of elderberry. But I sell essential oils. I sell a variety of entrees, naturally sweetened sodas and stevia sweetened sodas and other things like that. I did recently get in some goat cheese, and so I've got some of that. So a couple different varieties. I sell some flours, like in some keto, like your almond flour, your coconut flour, your brown rice flour, cassava flour. And I sell pasture non-GMO chicken and eggs and grass-fed beef and bison. And some different sprouted grain breads and just a variety of like pecans, English walnuts. I've got almonds. I've got macadamia nuts.
Ooh, got a lot of good stuff there.
Brazil nuts and chocolate covered almonds. And then the indulgent side of me, my new line is hand dipped chocolates.
Now you're making me hungry. I didn't have breakfast this morning. Now you're making me hungry. So, all right. Well, Jeannie, what are your hours of operation? And if they would like to call you or contact you, how can they do that?
I'm open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to noon. And you can give me a call at 620-251-4451. Check out my website at www.naturalfoodcenterks.com and then like me on Facebook.
So lots of different ways to get a hold of Jeannie, and go to her Facebook page, go to her website, and again, you can call her and locate it. If you know where the radio station is, they're just a few blocks west of us, and right there, you can't miss it. Big sign right there, it says Natural Food Center. You definitely cannot miss it when you're driving by on 8th Street. Jeannie, I appreciate you coming in today. Lots of great stuff about all the B vitamins. Like I said, the only one I really heard of a lot, and I think it's probably in the majority of people, is hearing about B12 that you hear a lot about, which I don't know why they skip numbers again, but it was very cool to hear about all the other B vitamins that you can take to help you out throughout the, just make you feel a little bit better and a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you coming in today, and we'll see you again 2 weeks from today.
All right, sounds great.
All right, Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Denise Shork and a couple of guests from Coffeeville's Reawakening. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Friday Eve.